Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
You know, spring has sprung and our friends at Manscaped have the best tools for some spring cleaning. And they've already helped you tidy up all the nooks and crannies of your body's basement. But this year, Manscaped can help you get the perfect presentation on that beautiful face with the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Now, there's a lot of neckbeards in professional wrestling. All right, so make sure you look your best this spring by using the code K100 to get 20% off plus free shipping at Manscaped.com. So for all you neckbeards out there, I know there's some, you know, there are a lot of you, but the ones that have the well-trimmed beard, it's time to tame your mane with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. The sun is peeking back out, which means you'll have to show your face in the daylight again. That's right, you gotta get out of the house. So use the kit to make sure your scruff looks award-winning, whether you've got glorious beard flow or some smooth, sleek cheeks. So the kit starts off with the Beard Hedger. It's a waterproof cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths. That's 20 lengths, that's a lot, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of add-ons. Like, you know how you have all those guards and you have to keep them in your drawer and they're lying all over the place? You know, it's funny, too, because my cats steal the guards.
Right.
And go and play with them. Like, I'll come home and I got the guards of my my beard trimmer, Beard Hedger, are on the steps, on my trimmers, right? Okay, so no more of that with the Beard Hedger. It comes a titanium-coated T-blazer, tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. It's a high-tech piece of art, a travel-sized package with a long-lasting battery, universal charging, and a strong motor, right? So you don't have to worry about charging all the time. And next to kit is the liquid goods that make you feel good. Start with the beard shampoo and conditioner. You gotta have that. You can't treat your beard like you treat your pubes. That's why the kit is a special shampoo and conditioner specially designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, it's very key, and replenish your beard's natural oils and promote beard health. It also has this the Manscaped Beard Oil, And the nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine to liven up the look. And then it has the Beard Balm. And it's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oil. So it's got like a, you know, like a gel for your beard. It's awesome. So not to mention the Beard Hedger Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts. A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So if you have a beard, or if you want to grow a beard, you got to use this. It's the Beard Hedger. And you can save 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D.com. Focus on the face and use the Beard Hedger Pro Kit for the cleanest look in the game. And if you want to start a beard, you have to get this product.
This is incredible. If you haven't purchased this yet, you'll be happy you did when you do. So get all your grooming needs at manscaped.com. Boom.
It's a hell of a deal. Next is from Jared Aviat, who still to this day, we let him skate. I don't know. Why do we let him skate on this, by the way?
Because he was supposed to.
All right. Next is from the, because he was supposed to, because he, in a very condescending manner, can we agree that that word is accurate, condescending towards us, we were stupid for not thinking that Liv Morgan was turning heel based on her actions in the show and her interviews. And we said she was not turning heel based on the stuff that he thought she was doing that was she was turning heel. And 6 months later, is she a heel?
No.
Did she ever turn heel?
No.
Did I make a condition for him to come back on the show? He has to apologize for that.
Yes, and he hasn't.
Right. But we're gonna skate because let him skate because he's a friend of the show. Subject's LA Knight, World Heavyweight Champion. Hi, K100 fam. Hope everybody's doing well. Do you guys think it's possible we see possibility we see LA Knight, guy who is getting such great reactions from all sorts of crowds, and a guy with superstar charisma promo skills, have main event feud with Universal Champion Roman Reigns? Been a big fan of LA Knight for many years. I can feel he can hang in the main event spot in WWE. However, I see some fans online bring up his age as a reason why WWE won't pull the trigger on him as a main eventer. But I think that's a foolish reason. What does the crew think? And even one step further, do you see LA Knight becoming the World Heavyweight Champ or Universal Champ for WWE? Thank you, this is best, Jared. Bro, let me tell you something. This age thing in wrestling, it's BS.
It's not what
If a guy is in shape, okay, and looks apart, it does not matter what how old the guy is. Flair, Hogan, Macho, all those guys over 40 years old, World Heavyweight Champions. Nick Bockwinkel was a World Heavyweight Champion and killing it at 51 years old.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And didn't look like it was like really? Like he looks like he's his low 40s, but he was 51 years old. If you can carry it on the mic and carry it in the ring, as long as you've still got it, the age does not matter. Yeah, right?
I like to say to you, Disco, that you've still got it like that.
Still got it like that. But LA Knight, I'm very disappointed too. Have you noticed, and I'm wondering if somebody's trying to not get him over like they could. Bro, LA Knight has not had hardly any in-ring interviews lately, and that was getting him over huge. He needs another one of those, you know?
I don't know why you would have a guy, when it's so hard to get people over, that is over, and you haven't even pushed him, and there's so many great things you can do to make money with him. Why you wouldn't take advantage of him and try to take his knees out? Because I don't think that's the mentality there anymore.
Yeah,
he's greatly underutilized. I'm just really disappointed so far that he hasn't been able to tap his.
And I could see him as Universal Champion, and if they gave him a proper push, like we've seen them do when they want to, why not World Champ?
Yeah, never they know. Need to let him loose on the mic a little bit more. Let him come out and tear it up.
Yeah. Next is from Beto Garcia, and the subject is draft. How's it, Jens? It's your homeboy from the 415 and on Discord, G41503-51. This question is for the three of you. After this past NFL draft, how would you say your team did? My Niners, for exceptions to the kicker from Michigan, the poly tight end from Bama, they got a good grade from the expert. Stay righteous, physically and mentally healthy. P.S. Shout out to one half of the illustrious ones, Mark Hansen, a.k.a. M. Hansen 2022, the flip-flopping floozy.
Jesus.
All right, first of all, I'm going to suspend Beto. I don't want to do this thing where at the beginning of the show, Conan gives the shout outs. Okay. I don't want the readers in the mailbag shouting out the other readers in the mailbag. That's inappropriate. Do you agree with that, Conan?
Yep.
All right. So we'll suspend him for 1 week for that. First time ever. First ever suspension.
He didn't know either.
I like the Falcons draft. We got the best of a generational running back is what people are calling this guy. He says he's one of the best guys in years, Bijan Robinson. And we have the Tennessee Titans coach, the Tennessee Titans offense, and Tennessee Titans had Derrick Henry. We need a stud running back. And I think the Falcons are going to be good this year. They're in a shitty division with no quarterbacks. Well,
they got a lot of heat because Jalen Carter was right there and he was a bigger need. And they picked Bijan Robinson. But Bijan Robinson's a fucking beast, bro. He set a record. I was watching this video about him. He set a record for the most forced missed tackles. Imagine how much you must be juking guys.
Yeah.
Force him to miss a fucking tackle. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I watched a 15-minute video of this guy, highlights. Bro, this guy's out there catching bombs.
Yeah.
Like, he's rolling out of the backfield, like 40, 50-yard passes downfield and sprawling out. Yeah.
He's going to forget. And, bro, you pointed out something last week, which is very true. What happens, because that rookie guy that you guys have, what's his name?
Drake London.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Tyler Algier, the running back, yeah.
Algier, yeah. Algier, right. Algier. Yeah, right. My bad. Yeah. Algier. And so him, if you know, he gets hurt, now you've got Robinson. And in this league, you need two running backs. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you need three.
Right. Now, I have two teams that I follow, and I'll probably be following three because I'll start probably following the Las Vegas Raiders. But the Dolphins, bro, they love speed, and they got this guy from Texas A&M. Who was incredible, bro. He went up against the Hurricanes and ate them up. Acne or Akani or something like that. Mm-hmm. Bro, he ran an incredible 40-yard dash. And the guy's just a fucking speedster. And you put him in there with Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and Mostert. That's one hell of a fucking fast team, you know? Yeah. Hopefully, Tua will be there to throw him those passes. And the Dolphins got fucked because they were – I don't know if you remember. They got nailed for tampering with fucking Tom Brady. So they took away their first-round draft choice.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
Now, the Chargers made two good picks, and they were both from TCU, and they were both wide receivers. This guy called Quentin Johnston and this other guy called Davis, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we got good wide receivers, Glenn. You know, we got Mike Williams, we got Keenan Allen, but they don't have the speed of Davis. Davis is a fucking and imagine with the arm that our quarterback has. So I'm happy with both our drafts, and I think Disco's happy with his. So I think all three of us, you know, got some good players there.
Right.
So next you think this Jalen Carter will be an immediate difference maker for the Eagles?
He has the potential to be 100%. He's fucking a beast.
I mean, this guy's an animal. The Georgia defense was like generational because people couldn't score on them. They couldn't like run the ball.
Bro, this guy's a beast, bro. Yeah. He is. And the first guy they picked too, because you guys picked two guys in the first round.
Nolan Smith, linebacker.
Yeah.
Another one out of Georgia.
Yeah, another beast.
How about that?
Conan.
Yep.
I have something I want to say.
What up?
If you're a regular listener to K100, you've heard us talk about our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. Now, Nick Aldis may be on probation indefinitely, but he knows what he's doing when it comes to supplements and you. Our faithful K100 fans have been proving it time and time again. In fact, Nick and his wife Mickey James were at WrestleCon in LA over WrestleMania weekend, and they met several K100 listeners who are now loyal LegacySubs.com customers as well, including this shout out here to Jay Baca, who was finally able to meet Nick in person and tell him that since he started using Legacy products about 1 year ago, he's lost over 50 pounds and over 10 inches from his waist. Jay was so excited to share his progress that he bought his Legacy products with him to show Nick, and you can see those pictures at the LegacySubs.com Instagram page. Jay is currently using Absolute Men's Wellness Formula, MCT Oil Caps, and Ultimate Test Stack. We want to take a moment to give a shout out to Jay and huge congrats on your awesome progress, and shout out to Nick Aldis and Legacy Sports Nutrition for these amazing results. If you want to transform your body just like Jay, go to LegacySubs.com now and always use the code K100, that's K100. It's the most used code on the site ever. That's a testimony to our listeners. For 10% off your entire order and show your love and support for the show, level up with LegacySubs.com, Legacy Subs.
Yo, go check it out. They got pre-workout stuff. They got stuff to help you improve your memory. They got stuff for recuperation after workouts. What do you use, Joe?
Much like Jay, I also use the Ultimate Test Stack. I've been using that for a few months, and it's really helped when I do the fight camp workouts with energy and recovery, and also, of course, the recovery PM, as we all know, helps you sleep a lot better and you wake up very refreshed. So been recommending this for a long time, and I still do. I mean, it's very, very helpful stuff. It'll make you feel better.
We all use it. It's very effective. There's a reason why they've stayed with us. Our listeners have been buying it, and Jay Baca is proof of its effectiveness. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
I think you could make a case that of all the podcasts out there, and if you look at all the fan bases of all the podcasts, that our fan base might be the most physically fit of all the podcasts. Because if Nick is selling it, like, we're the number one sellers of his products, and you would think they're... I mean, you see what wrestling fans look like generally, right, Conan? I mean, that's right. Kind of like, yeah. So we're helping... We're improving the lives of our listeners one day at a time.
And
what
I
do you think
they appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
All right, next one is from, Mike Chandler, and the subject is AAA. Hello, Disco and Conan. This question is for Conan. Came aware of AAA wrestling when you guys showed up in ECW, never watched it, didn't know how to, being from the Pennsylvania, New Jersey area. I just watched my first Triple Mania. I would like to know if there's a way to watch it in English and keep up with what is going on. The wrestlers are extremely athletic, and I would like to follow and understand what is going on. Is Lucha style more character-driven, being everyone is kind of over-the-top, colorful-looking characters? If you could define Lucha and to a dummy, how would you define or explain it? Also, I found the commercials advertised in the background of Triple Mania very distracting. Is there a money reason that they're playing in the background all show? Obviously.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Conan. This question's for you.
Yeah, I'll take that last one first. Yeah, there is a money reason. If you're running an event, whatever this guy's, what's his name?
Mike Chandler.
Right, and a company offers you good money to advertise them on your screen, you're not going to do it?
Right.
And the other question was what? Something about Lucha, or explain it to him or something? What was it?
How would you define it to someone who doesn't know anything about it?
A lot of people wear masks. It's quicker paced. There's more high flying. Entertainment supersedes logic unless you're in a feud for the most part. Women can wrestle men. We use a lot of little people that are called minis, exoticos, which is like from the LGBTQ thing. We lose a lot of them. We have a heel ref. And people have been educated to this style for 80 years. You know, a lot of cultural stuff doesn't resonate here. But even today, you'll see a lot of stuff in the United States is lucha-centric, you know, And a lot of Mexicans have gotten over, you know.
So next is from Jose Sanchez, and subject is, does Cross have heat? Hey, K100 crew, hope you're all well, even Joe. Getting right to it is, what the hell is up with how they're booking Cross? You had him debut attacking Drew and coming face-to-face with Roman, and ever since, then a lot of stop-and-go when he gets a little traction, they have him lose clean. My opinion, this guy's money and checks most, if not all, the boxes, size, ring ability, and promo. All I can think is he does have heat because nothing else makes sense. What does K100 say? Thanks, and that's from Jose Sanchez from Queens, New York. P.S. Disco, I apologize for divulging the tender treatment you gave my friend at Different Strokes a few emails back. My friend has since verbally scolded me and wants you to know that he plans on making up to you by performing a cover version of Easy Lover, which he believes is in honor of your life, whatever that means. I hope my apology is accepted. I don't know. No, I don't accept this apology. We're going to suspend Jose Sanchez for week two for that. Yeah, write that down, Joe. No, Cross are just, first of all, Cross was supposed to do an angle with Bray Wyatt. And then Bray Wyatt just took off and said he was sick with COVID or something. That's the story I got. So he's kind of like, they had a whole thing set up for them. And then that kind of disappeared. So, bro, it's just like a lot of guys on that show. Sometimes you just – remember when Sami Zayn, they were doing nothing with him forever? And then All of a sudden he just starts going in. Like, bro, sometimes they just don't – like they have other stuff figured. They just don't have anything for him. But what they do is – they just don't have him walk out and have a match. If he has a match, they give him like 3 weeks of hype. They give him a couple of promos, which he's good at. You know, they produce his character, and he goes out and he has a match. You know, I mean, he lost to Nakamura.
Yeah, I was just going
to
answer.
He lost to Nakamura and he lost to Ray, but he beat Madcap, and he beat like so.
Here's the thing that was really weird to me. He lost to Nakamura, who is going to Raw, and he's staying in SmackDown. Ass backwards, you know.
Right. Well, they
maybe they're going to give maybe they're going to give Nakamura a big push, you know.
I heard they have a plan for Nakamura, so that they're like so on the other right. show.
You think but, somebody's you know, testing him?
No, it's way no, it's beyond, just, way beyond that.
They wouldn't be giving him that much mic time. Plus, you know the type of employees you have, and he's not the guy that would have heat. He's a model employee. You know, he's the type of guy you want. You know. And so he has ideas. He's not just waiting around for you to give him ideas. You know, he stays in shape. He's sharp on his fucking promos and his fucking character. You know, he's solid in the ring. Yeah, he's not one of these fucking AJ Styles, but he can still go, you know.
Yeah.
So he's just one good storyline away from exploding. Now, I think he's also had some bad luck here, but let's see what they got from next.
Next is from Daniel French. The subject is Woods. Recently on the show, Conan praised the Gunther versus Xavier Woods match with SmackDown. It was a really great match. I personally think that Woods is a guy who generally could be a top guy. He's a good wrestler, and he's a nerd in real life, so he knows what younger people nerds would react to. What I'd like to know, though, is that recently Woods has been cutting promos on his social media, and I'd like to know what you guys think of them. And also, what do you think his realistic future moves with WWE? He's clearly looking for a solo push. Also, Billy is a miserable, bitter old nerd that dresses like a teenager, cannot allow anyone else to be happy about anything. AEW sucks, but he's so angry about them selling all those Wembley tickets. I'm so glad you guys dumped his boring, self-obsessed ass. Interesting. So, you got this promo, Joe?
Yep.
Pull it up. I want to see this. This is Xavier Woods' Instagram promo, by the way, on his page. I got to follow him. Oh, by the way, we're going to have a big surprise in the outro.
Oh, nice.
The Instagram is back.
I see people saying that New Day's already done it all. We are here because we can talk and wrestle our asses off. So, yes, we could go to Monday Night Raw and rest on our laurels, ride out the rest of our contract, collect these fat checks, pick up that Hall of Fame phone call, get our rings and be out. But that's not how the New Day rolls, because that's not growth. If you are not growing, you are not living. And if you are not living, then you are dying. And the New Day thrives on competition, which means that we have to constantly test ourselves against every single contender in that locker room. And that means that Chad Gable, we are looking. Akira Tozawa, Shinsuke Nakamura, Ricochet, Bronson Reed, Judgment Day, JD McDonough. We are looking at you, Imperium, with the Intercontinental Championship locked up tight. We are looking at you, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, the current WWE Undisputed Tag Team Champions of the world. We are looking at you. And there's a bright new shiny Seth Rollins is the street. Matter of fact, he's one of the guys from our generation to help pave the way so that the rest of us can become as successful as we currently are. But considering the fact that one of his claims to this championship is the fact that he beat Roman Reigns by disqualification, and I hold that same exact accolade, that tells me that at some point him and I are going to have a confrontation. So what is left
He's doing a parody of a promo. That's what I think he's doing on the channel.
I thought that was really good. I didn't get that vibe.
I thought he was overacting.
Maybe because you're not used to that style out of him.
Yeah. Next to Anthony Hunt, some of his Roman Reigns question.
Let me just say they should have taken some of that interview and edited and put it on fucking Raw. That's a good interview. And I like him a lot. Remember he came out to that one man thing that we did?
Yeah.
And he was super cool.
Yes, absolutely. You saw him backstage at the Hall of Fame too, right? I think I saw a picture of you guys or something.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Next is from Anthony Hunt, subject is Roman Reigns question. K100 crew. Greetings, guys. Before I started, I was wrong about Reigns. He's the GOAT. Dirt Sheets are reporting his next three opponents will be AJ Styles, Cross, and Lashley. I don't know about that. This is an amazing streak. How long do you think he can keep it going? Can they actually break San Martino's record of 2,883 days? Also, what's your take on Eagles' draft moves? Thanks. Have a great day. Sincerely, Anthony Hunt. Well, we already talked about the Eagles' draft moves earlier.
Give me 1 second, Disco, because somebody's at the door. Wait. Sorry, there's this guy came over to put a dehumidifier in.
All right, so next is from Ryan DeMone. Subject is Vampiro's Alzheimer's. For the last 5 years, Vampiro's been posting on social media he's senile, including not being able to find his way home, being confused at bed lost while driving. Why is he still allowed to wrestle? Is he lying, exaggerated? Is it okay for a person with Alzheimer's to wrestle in Mexico? That question's for you, obviously, Conan.
Yeah, I don't know what he has. I mean, he ain't afraid to exaggerate, that's for sure. I doubt he has problems finding his house, you know. I don't know. With him, you never know. You know, you don't know if he's working you or not.
Next is from Josh Doan, and the subject is women versus men in wrestling. What's the point of having women versus men on American TV wrestling? Everyone knows a guy can't have any offense. It looks so fake when the 120-pound girl managed to avoid every move, outsmart, and inflict damage to the male wrestler that doubles her weight every single time. Why even do this? Can you imagine this on TV or movies? Even Wonder Woman can lose a guy once in a while. I have daughters, and this is an unrealistic message to them. Thanks, Josh. I agree. Okay, because I've said, bro, if you're going to put the men versus women in wrestling, quite often you need to do just straight-up squashes where the guy just goes out and beats her in like 15, 20 seconds to sell the perception that you know of what it is. But if you never do that and they always have competitive matches, it makes no sense at all. You know, so like when I did that thing with in Impact in Philly, remember, Joe?
Yeah, when you won the Battle Royal.
But I did the exhibition with that girl.
Yeah.
And I just punked her, you know, and then I did something where I missed something and she did, but I looked like I just dominated her, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, so you got to do that every once in a while. And if you never do that, it just creates a universe where the suspension disbelief is just going to go out the window. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, well, you know, that all started in Mexico in AAA. So I know how to book those matches. And obviously I don't put some girl that's 120 pounds against a guy that's 300 where it doesn't look believable. But I'll put girls and guys around their same size or height, you know, and then out of nowhere, every now and then you get a surprise. A girl might do something that you don't expect for a pop, but you can book it, you know. But a lot of times, yeah, that's the problem. You put girls that are way too small and it doesn't look believable.
Next is from Mike Weishar, and the subject is porn stars versus wrestlers. What's up, K100 crew? Sorry if this comes across like a bad Hughie joke, but have you ever thought about the parallels between professional wrestlers and people in the adult entertainment business? They both sell their bodies for money, simulating something everyone can relate to. Both go by stage names and exaggerate their actions within the confines of some kind of storyline. Sometimes when people ask me if wrestling is stage, I tell them wrestling is fighting while porn is to sex. I know Disco works at Sapphire, the world's largest gentleman club, and met people in the industry. You ever had conversations about the parallels between your lines of work? That's Dubs from Chicago. The answer to that is no.
I've heard guys compare wrestlers to strippers. Like that's a similar game kind of thing, you know.
It's entertainment.
Next, your goal is to make people think things that aren't necessarily reality.
No, you're just performing without a shirt on, basically. Next is from Jose, and the subject is Bud Light. What's happening, crew? Noted that you're well aware of the Bud Light boycott controversy going on. So my question is for Disco: have Bud Light sales been down at Sapphire since the boycott? I'm a truck driver and have asked several Budweiser drivers if sales are down or is it hyped by the media. One driver gave me an interesting fact. He told me the sales are down mostly in the white middle class, upper class, right wing areas, whereas sales are also down but still moving in the lower middle class area, diverse areas of town. Anyway, hope you're all doing well and continue putting out quality content. P.S. Disco Cody and Joe, what is your favorite beer? Sincerely, that's from Jose. My favorite beer is Kirin Light, and I like to drink it with sushi.
Tecate or Dos Equis.
I have no clue. I have no clue what type of beer people buy at Sapphire. I'm in the back, so I can't even comprehend.
Well, I can say this. At my local supermarket, you can see where they're lined up, that the Miller Lite's out, the Coors Light's out, the Bud Light is fully stocked. And I was at the casino last week, asked for a Miller Lite, and the girl behind the bar said, "We are out of Miller Lite." I said, "Coors Light?" She said, "We're out of it." She said, "The only bottles we have right now is Bud Light, and we got a lot of it." And that is a true story.
Next from Garrett Jones, and the subject is thank you at fundraiser. Keep it 100. My name is Garrett Jones. Just want to say thank you guys for providing endless entertainment and bringing the good energy. Past few months I've been dealing brain tumors on top of trying to finish med school. So life has been hard on me, but never fails. Y'all drop some entertainment can bring the vibes. I'm dropping the link to my fundraiser. I don't know if you can share it, but if you can, I appreciate it and don't have much family. Once again, thanks for what you guys do. Hope guys stay healthy and keep burying Joe. We will continue to do that. Yeah, this guy's got a link. Where should we put this link, Joe?
I'll put it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Put it up. We'll help you out there, brother. Hope you get well. I just lost a friend in my fantasy football league to brain cancer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah. But I would like to point out that he made a request that you guys keep burying me, and we don't take requests. So maybe.
No, I won't. Do you consider that a request, Conan? Can we continue to bury Joe?
No, 100%. That's part of our DNA.
Right. Next is from William Molina Jr., subject is Jerry Springer. Dear K100, what is your opinion of Jerry Springer? Vince Russo acknowledges it was a Jerry Springer show that was the basis for his booking. Jerry Springer acknowledges himself in various interviews the show ruined society. What do you think? I was a fan of Jerry Springer. I think a lot of stuff was obviously scripted, if you come to think of it, you know, but it was entertaining television. You know, it was kind of like a cultural icon back then. Do you agree with that, Conan?
Yeah, it was must-see TV for sure. And he was very controversial in an era where controversy really sold. And, you know, you could really get wild on TV. And I think that probably Vince Russo was probably also, influenced by Stern. Like the Stern, the New York radio jock, you know, the probably Morton Downey when he was on, Jerry Springer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because those shows were hot.
Right.
You know, they kind of, that's the one thing Vince did very well. He mimicked, found what was hot on TV and kind of used that style on the show and it drew, you know?
Yep.
Next is from QJ, and the subject is Alex Wright, Psychosis, favorite matches. Hi, Conan and Disco. I love to watch your clips on YouTube. I guess my first question is for Conan. Is there a reason why Psychosis wasn't as huge as Rey Mysterio? Because in my opinion, I don't know if Rey would be where he is without the 1995 ECW feud of the year with Psychosis. What? Growing up, Psychosis is my favorite WCW wrestler, and I wish WWE brought him back, brought him back with the mask like they did Rey. They kind of did it for ECW One Night Stand, but not what it should have been. Also, for younger fans, Disco and Conan, do you guys have a match in WCW where you would think of as being some of your best work that we can see on Peacock? I always loved Alex Wright and Disco Inferno matches. I don't know what Alex is doing nowadays, but if he isn't teaching wrestling, that would be a travesty. Thanks, Quinn. Alex is teaching wrestling.
Yeah, in Germany, yeah.
My match against Dean Malenko, everybody likes. If you want to go ahead and watch that, that's on Peacock. It's from Bash of the Beach 96 to the show where I had a very prominent match in the show, one of the greatest pay-per-views of all time with one of the most incredible things in history when Hulk Hogan turned. So how about that? And secondly, Ray would not have his EC. What was the ECW feud in 95 like, Conan, with Ray and Psychosis?
Really good.
Yeah,
it was really good.
They won that crowd over, man, and people loved Ray and ECW.
So next is from J12, and the sub is Dirt Sheet Guys and Creative Team at AEW. Greetings and salutations, K100. I was scrolling on Twitter and saw this tweet that from Fightful's Will Washington will now be working creative with Tony Khan, reported by Fightful Select. Out of all the people that Tony has working for him, why a Dirt Sheet mark? Thanks, and that's J12 from Parts Unknown. Some guy tweets, Fightful Select says Will Washington will be helping Tony Khan with long-term creative, pretty effing cool. Among the duties Washington will be helping with are overseeing continuity and aiding in long-term creative, working directly with Tony Khan. Washington's deal was official on Thursday, April 27, just ahead of his last DAD broadcast. Washington is one of the first wrestling podcasters in the space and has done over 1,000 broadcasts over 18 consecutive years of podcasting. I'd never heard of this guy until, like, recently, you know? But I will say this. I always give everybody a chance. Like, I know people are going to be shitting on this. It's such a dirt cheat guy, and, like, he is just a dirt cheat guy. But Tony needs guys with experience in the business doing this device. not people that have never done it before, or maybe he has done it before. I don't know. I don't really know a lot about this guy. But like I said, Tony needs like a Dutch. You know, he needs to be working hand in hand with a Jeff. Well, you know, like I said, those guys are like I said, you know, I learned, like, I'm in the business. And I still learned so much stuff from those guys. Tony Khan just bought into the business, has never been trained or nothing. Like, he needs people with experience to be helping him. I mean, would you agree with that?
Yeah. You know, that's why I said last week that when this guy was hired, he needed help. I don't know who he is, what his – I really don't know. It also helps if you've been in the business a lot. Because Even somebody like Paul Lee, he was like, you know – the ringside photographer, and he was a manager first. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, he was in the business.
Right.
You know?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
This Black Music Month, State Farm wants to take a moment to appreciate all the ways Black music brings everyone together. From the Saturday morning soundtrack that gets the whole family cleaning the house, to the beats at the block parties that bring the whole community together. Celebrate the impact of Black music this month and beyond with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So, and you've got guys there that have been in the business that could be helping you, but I just think any help right now is welcome.
Next,
this will get me mega heat on the YouTube channel. Just real quick, because I just wanted to congratulate Will and say that the podcasters and stuff that are coming out negative against us are probably just jealous. The way they should really look at it is, if they're looking for a job in wrestling, this proves that you can go from being a podcaster, reporter type into a wrestling gig. So you guys should look at it that way and not be so fucking to be haters.
Well, that's not necessarily a positive thing, though.
It is for guys like me.
Well, yeah, it is for guys like you, but it's definitely, you know, like, you just get people that have never done, we're literally just taking people that you say good things about the company and give them a job.
Yeah.
Is what they're doing, you know? It's like,
I'm imagining they had a personal relationship, and maybe Tony liked some of his thoughts, shit like that, you know?
Yeah, well, Tony's consulted with Dave, so it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Next is from Jessica Irwin, the subject is character development. Greetings, K100. Love the show. Listen to it on YouTube daily. Robert from South Georgia have noticed, as you guys and many others have said, character development is lacking in, for the most part, in both AEW and WWE, though WWE does do much better. Look at Sami Zayn and how over he is, because as fans, we feel like we know this guy. He's a distinct character and personality. Then a muscular freak like Bobby Lashley, who's not near as over, but hot, but fits the visual of a wrestler so much more. My question is, would be, is this why celebs like Pat McAfee and Logan Paul are able to get over so easy, because they're already established characters who people already relate to? I know as a fan, I care more about seeing their matches as opposed to many of the top talents. And one simple request, could Coney cut his old promo, Rowdy Rowdy Bad About It, just for some nostalgia, please, and thank you. Have a nice day. Pat McAfee and Logan Paul are entertaining outside of wrestling, which is why when they got into wrestling, they didn't lose. They were already entertaining. So it's not character development. They're just very entertaining people, which is why they're entertaining on the show, you know? So I don't know. What do you think, Cody?
Yeah, but I think what added to it was that just that they were celebrities, but they went in the ring and they were able to back it up. And right. That was and then they're already naturally charismatic and, you know.
Right. Next is from Sean Burgess. And the subject is maximizing Dom's heat. Hi, gents. Hope you're all good. Seeing Dom's nuclear heat right now, it's time to put a title on him and make him the biggest chicken shit heel champion possible. Is it time? What would you guys do to achieve this? Perhaps you could have him cheat to win Money in the Bank and then cash in on the champion Cody immediately after Cody finishes a journey, whatever the tagline is. From then, you have him as champion, but he's highly protected by Priest and Finn to keep the belt. You could then make a babyface champion of Damian Priest when he turns on Dom, similar to the Batista turn on Triple H way back when. Hate to send booking ideas, but I feel like the WWE have a big chance to change the atmosphere it shows to have the crowd involved throughout. Looking for your thoughts. Take care. That's a Sean in the UK. Sean, I'm not saying this is a bad idea. Okay, but Dom is still still green, all right? What you do with a guy like this is you give him one of the secondary belts, okay? Because he's got like Honky Tonk Man type heat right now, where it's like the guy's just getting booed out of the building every time he shows up, so you don't give him the world title, but you do have him maybe steal the U.S. title or the Intercontinental Championship from somebody. You could, absolutely, and you could book him the exact same way that you described, where, you know, he's protected by the what-you-call guys. You know, I mean, I could see that, but the world title, no, he's not there yet. Conan, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with everything you said.
Yeah. Next is from Kevin Gander, and the subject is wrongful termination. I could see Dom with the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, me too.
You said, yeah, I think he'd be good with it too. You know.
Yep.
Yes. Right. Next is from Kevin Gander. Subject is wrongful termination. Hey guys, recently listened to your take on the allegations that Bucks and Kenny refused to work with Punk. I have no idea how contracts in wrestling work, but in a corporate environment, if TK fired them for refusing to work with Punk after physical altercation, that could definitely lead to a lawsuit against AEW for wrongful termination due to forcing someone to work in a hostile environment. In a court of law, it seems it would be easy to prove that the Elite would not want to put their safety in the hands of someone they've had a previous altercation with. Being fired for refusing to do so would seem like a slam dunk for any reputable lawyer. In a corporate environment, if either party is terminated after an altercation, it's common to move one or both parties to different departments or locations to prevent any further complaint or incident. Thoughts? That's a good point. And maybe one of these guys or both have claimed they feel this is a hostile work environment, and that's why they're doing the two shows. But I would sit there and say, I still think that these guys could sit down, get together, and bro, this is not going to happen again. Nobody's going to, bro, the professional wrestling business, nobody goes into business for themselves in the ring anymore and goes to hurt people. It doesn't happen. If somebody did that at a show, when he came back to the curtain, there might be a guy that might punch him in the face. Because, like wrestlers do not do that to each other anymore. You know what I mean? Conan, you agree with that? Like,
yep.
Like,
yep.
I think whatever, like, if they think that they can't trust us, like, dude, I would trust, there's no way anybody's going to ruin their reputation by going into business for themselves in the ring with somebody in the year 2023. It's just not going to happen. I'd say the chances of that are 0.00.
Right. But your point is, these guys got into a fight and that wasn't scripted. Let's take advantage of it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's like,
and here's the thing. This guy makes a good point that in a court of law, Tony would lose if he forced him to work. So yeah. Maybe that's one of the reasons he has to have them apart. But right. They should be big enough to do what's best for business and not for themselves, and do this for the fans, for the people that pay their paychecks and put them where they're at. You know, they deserve that.
Dude.
And
what if?
And in Mexico, just so you know, we could, this wouldn't even get to court. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right. Well, here's the other thing, too. Kenny Omega just signed his most recent deal. And I would sit there and say, I think he made an error here. Bro, you could have done this. Like, you guys could have done business. As soon as this is over, take a couple weeks. Let's do business. The thing draws. Now you renegotiate your contract and you can ask for Stardust for more money. You know, so it's like, bro, this angle would draw. Would you agree with that? I mean, I don't think anybody would disagree this angle would draw. So then you could ask for more money. Nexus, oh, this is interesting. Nexus from Nathan. Subject is Billy versus Joe. Hi, K100 crew. The current Twitter spat between Bill Body and Joe Feeney is quite the read. To be fair to Joe, I believe somehow his wit and responses have him well in front of Billy if someone was keeping score.
Yeah.
The real question, well, Billy's on Twitter, is this a mess? So the real question is, in a shoot fight, who wins? The pride of K100, the Philly entrepreneur, or Billy? Cue the soundboard. Surely Joe wins with a poke to the eyes, kick to the guts, back rake, and atomic drop finisher combo. Cheers, hoops. I will say this, and I think everybody's going to be very surprised at this, okay? Joe Feeney was bigger than I thought he was when I met him in person, okay? Billy Body was way bigger than I thought he was met him in person. That's okay, true. Like he's definitely way, like, you see him on this again. Conan, Billy's a decent sized guy.
He's a 6'1", 6'2" dude.
Yeah, he's a decent sized guy. Height, he's actually pretty fit.
Height,
you know,
height
yeah.
doesn't determine if you're tough or not.
No, that's, not tough, but I'm just saying. But I was taken when I met Billy. I was like, he was definitely much bigger than I thought he was from right. seeing him here on radio. You know, just seeing him here. So, yeah, but and he was actually well. He had good physique too. He had muscles and everything. So I would pick Billy. I'd pick Billy in the fight.
I know.
I think he's a little bit bigger than you. So yeah.
And this, I was going to say, well, you know, I was going to say, hey, I'm a little unstable. I could be unpredictable. And then I thought, no, Billy's a little more unstable. Me,
could
you, know,
could,
so.
You see, could you could joke Conan, how many would this fight literally draw dozens? Next is from Kohutek,
maybe Mike, less.
Yeah, right. Next is from David Bentz. The subject is Money in the Bank at WCW. Dear K100 crew, the concept of Money in the Bank was to take a chance on multiple upper mid carders and eventually make a world champion. If WCW had a Money in the Bank ladder match and would say a good top to six to eight WCW guys would be in the match, Conan. Just curious, since WWE bought back the LWO, is there any interest in doing appearance and promo if given the call? Disco, if the price was right, would you do a Royal Rumble match? And if allowed to have a nostalgia spot with anybody from WCW also in the match, who would you want it to be? Take care and stay healthy, guys. I'd absolutely, why wouldn't I do that? First of all, like everybody that I've heard that they bring in to do the Royal Rumble match gets paid like $10,000. Okay, so which is far, well above my price that I asked for to work, which I don't really even work anymore because I probably asked for too much money. But I would absolutely go do that for bro. They would it'd be so easy. I'd come out, I'd do my dance, I'd go in the ring, I'd do my dance. Everybody would look at me, they'd pummel me and throw me out.
Yeah,
and I would make $10,000. You know, so it's like well, why would I mean, come on? Like it's like Conan, like you got paid a pretty good penny for cutting a promo in at the what you call, right?
Right, and I didn't even think they paid you.
Right, because they definitely overpaid for people for celebrities and bring them in. So yeah.
And bro, here was another thing they paid for my tuxedo.
Right. Oh, really?
Nice. Yeah.
Obviously, you'd say yes.
I wouldn't do a stuff. That's the spot I would do. I mean, you know what I would do though. I'd come out, I'd grab the mic, and I'd tell everybody, say, better get ready for a good old-fashioned Brooklyn, New York tushy kicking when I got in the
nice.
Ring. Nice. All right. Would you but pop course, if I said that, Conan?
Yes.
Of course, Conan, you would, and I'm assuming, obviously, but you'd be interested in doing an appearance in a promo if they called you?
Yeah, with LWO?
Yep.
Yeah, they're all my friends. They all, every single person in the LWO except Selena worked for me in Mexico or worked with me. Yeah.
Next is from Geris Tadros. Subject is question for the crew. Hello, K100 crew. Apologize this topic has been discussed previously, but want to know your thoughts on Lenny Poffo's decision to go against his brother Randy Savage's wishes regarding the introduction to the WWE Hall of Fame. The Macho Man had expressed his desire for the entire family, including the father Angelo, to be inducted together. However, after Randy's passing, Lenny agreed to the induction despite his brother's wishes. It's interesting to note that they seem to have contrasting personalities. Oh, God, you think? Hope Conan is feeling better. I really enjoy your show and encourage fellow wrestling fans to support the K100 crew. Wishing you all the best and God bless. First of all, Randy Savage and Lanny Poffo are complete opposites as brothers. Like, you would never, unless somebody told you, you would never think that these two were related to each other. Would you agree with that, Conan?
Yes.
Yeah, they were, like, Macho was like kind of like really uptight, you know. He's kind of you know, he's kind of like a spark plug, and you know, and then Randy was like greetings and he was like Keith Lee.
Yeah,
oh, greetings and salutations. Yeah, he's like one of those type of guys. And Randy was like this, you know, like, and he was like, hey, greetings. So, yeah, they were completely opposite.
And, here's another thing I just thought about. They were both very eccentric and weird in their own way.
Right, right. Yeah. Exactly. Like, Lanny Poffo would put on his tights. Like, and his tights were like the old Finn Balor tights, where they're probably a size too short. So, whereas his like, dick was, like, prominent, like, and he'd walk around with, like, you know, during the day, you know, he's just a kind of weird guy. Next from Jordan LeBlanc, subject is match times. Greetings, K100 crew. I recently came across a short TikTok video from the veteran Jack Vaughn concerning match times. I find his videos funny, considering he likes to poke fun at indie wrestlers. I've attached a video here. My question is, do you have the video, Joe?
Yeah, do you want to see it?
Might as well.
Okay.
Just throw in the last email. Mm-hmm. The question is for Coded. As a booker, whatever this is in this video, how often does this occur? Do you find it happens more with younger, more experienced wrestlers? All right, let's see this.
Welcome to Super Indie Math. Today's lesson, match times. Now, when you're looking at the card and you see that number next to your name, that is your total segment time. Now, that is curtain to curtain and not bell to bell unless otherwise specified. If your segment time is 15 minutes, you also need to account for a few things. Entrances, for example, 3 minutes. Exits, 2 minutes. And you have a long-winded manager, so a promo that lasts 5 minutes. We can combine the three and the two to get five, add it to this five, that gives us 10. And then if we take the 15 total segment minus 10, that leaves us with 5 minutes for your total match time. Now, you may notice that 5 minutes does not equal 15 minutes. And you may be asking, Jack, how do I get all my thigh slap moves in only 5 minutes? Well, this is when we institute the professional wrestling formula that if you can't have a good match in 5 minutes, you can't have a good match in 15 minutes. Now we arrive at our final answer, which is stick to your fucking times. Holy shit, you indie riffic marks. Stick to your times. I am getting fucking hot.
I don't know who that guy, is, but I liked it.
Guy makes an excellent point there. Cody, you're muted, but do you think that guy made an excellent point?
Yeah, well, yeah, if you take into account all of that, I mean, that should.
Yeah,
take,
the only two minutes on the eggs is not, that's not accurate. That's not, and the promo will be, you know, the promo will be included. But yeah, he's absolutely right. If you can't have a good 5 minute, bro, there's a lot of, go back and watch WCW's Monday Nitro. There were tons of good 5 minute matches.
For sure.
Tons of them. You know, it's like Eddie Guerrero versus Psychosis. It'd be 5 minutes. And it was like five minutes of the action packed 5 minutes, you know? So you don't need all this. Like, that's the thing I completely disagree with. Like today in wrestling, bro, there's too many 12 to 15 minute matches. Like, it's boring, you know? Like, yeah, there's good. Both promotions. These guys can, you know, give me a good five. And let's just start off hot. You know, it's like, it's not that hard to do. You know, we used to do it all the time. Like, I was the king of the 6 minute match, because it's WCW Saturday Night. Most of your matches were like 6 minutes. And we wrestled Saturday Night tapings all the time.
Yeah.
So like, it was just so you go back and watch WCW. Like, and you got a lot of shit in 6 minutes. You know, you give the guy you take 4 minutes. You give the guy two. You know, you go, it's like, I don't know. All right, but that's been the mail.
Does that happen a lot in AAA? Conan, the guy wanted to know
what
guys going overtime. Is that a problem?
Usually the veterans that aren't in our company, signed to our company, that we bring in on an independent basis.
They're the ones that go over?
Yeah, so that's why I would like to work with them.
Real quick before we wrap up, because I'm curious about this. Say you have an inexperienced guy. He's probably only worked for you 6 to 8 times. And during this match, he takes 18 minutes and he's supposed to take 10 or 12. What is the response to that? What kind of punishment does the guy get, for lack of a better word?
A huge tongue lashing and a warning that if it happens again, it will be dealt with more severely than a tongue lashing.
There you go.
Yeah, but I make myself very clear and it usually doesn't happen again.
Yeah. All right, that's been the mailbag.
All right.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
This Black Music Month, State Farm wants to take a moment to recognize the undeniable cultural influence of Black musicians, composers, singers, and songwriters. From folk music to rock and roll, jazz, and more, Black culture has shaped almost every genre of music that exists today. Join State Farm in celebrating this month and beyond. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Here you are. BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.